I think I was learning with him when I made the move to Silver Spring. No, that was mm-hmm. like the Kufa. So it's good to keep able to keep a kesher and so on. Parashat Mishpatim is so interesting. Parasha. The whole mitzvahs of Dini Mamonis has lechura. It's a very side thing that there's an Indian of Dini Mamonis. We want to get along. That they're able to work out Dini Mamonis. Goyim mitzvah and dinim. But there's a whole nekud of pnimius here that's a unique in Mishpatim. It has its own mitzvahs. But Marshall, it says Magid Vav Yaakov Chukov Mishpatim Yisrael Lasa Chen Chol Goy Mishpatim Bayidom. So Chazal say, so first of all, it's a modern, it's a very modern pasuk, because the halacha is that a goy is chayv mishpatim, the chayv in dinim, and the chayv all dinim mishpatim. So what's the pshat mishpatim bayidom? I mean, they tachlis. They're supposed to, it's supposed to be in them, they're supposed to know it, and so on. The Gemara darshins from here that you're not allowed to be moise divrei Torah to a goy. So it's very interesting. So Gemara Chagiga, and Tosfos says, what do you mean there's a din that you're not supposed to be moise Torah to a goy? It's a paper clay, because a goy is chayv mitzvah if he learns. So Tosfos could have answered, of course, this is the goy's din, this is the Yisrael's din. The Mashal over there says that it's a special Indian not to teach him Soides, the time out there, I think is the way he says. So the halacha of a guy that learned Torah is a high mitzvah and everything. Kalal yourself, you teach him, there's no special Isra on that, except for the fact that he's high mitzvah. But there's a special Isra on Mishpatim Bayidom, which is time out there, sister Torah. It's hard to understand it in the words mishpatim. Mishpat is the chure chelak of Torah that's the fisech leinushi. Soides and time of Torah seems to be something beyond. It's soides that you're supposed to learn, and you see it in the whole lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara is the Gemara that talks the ikar about not teaching soid to people, and this is one of the members brought down. It says you're not allowed to be meiser say this to people, to say the theory, and it says now I'll be meisa mishpatim, now I'll be meisa to Torah to umasayla. Let's try and understand the nekud of mishpat means in yanim that I'm moving al piderach aseich hanushi, and yet that same concept is a nekud, a certain nekud that shayach to the very very pnimius of Torah, very teichon of Torah, and that you can't give over to Akum. That's one nekuda. Another nekuda, it says, Yevela Mishpatim, it says, it says, Ashtazim, Fneim, Amar Kashbav L'Moshe, Leisau al Dait Choloima, Eshnam Aperik V'alofa Beza Gimel Pamim, Ashay Stur B'Fneim Mishnasa, don't teach them two or three times till they have it klar. Ve'eni Matriach Atzim L'Avinam Taima Dav Dusher, L'Kachnem Ashtazim Fneim, Kesholcha Oroch U'muchan Lecho Ve'adam. The Eisfer is strikingly off from the beginning. It starts out by saying, I shouldn't teach them until they know it really well. Good. I should teach them time at Dovah Pirushai. And then he says, Kesholcha Oroch U'muchan Lecho. If I would give a marshal, let's say there's a kid who's hungry. So I tell the babysitter, listen, the kid's very hungry. Don't just put food in his mouth. Set the table nicely. It's the other way around. If you really want to make sure the kid's eating, you can't be mistopic with setting the table nicely. You have to sit and spoon-feed the child, or make sure he ate it, whatever it is. The first lashon that says, Hashana lehem aperek v'alocha beze gimel tom, ashe stur b'fiyem k'mishnosa, l'chura means knowing it really well. In other words, stur b'fiyem is, if it's on the Shulchan Aruch, it's stur b'fiyem. And then he says, "Veinu matriach atzma l'avinam time atayir perushin." Gachna ma shatasim lefneihem. It doesn't seem a tosefis. It seems a giroim. Don't feed it to them until it's in their mouth, but lay it out very nice in front of them. It seems to be walking back a step instead of forward a step. Another nekuda here that needs a little bit of havana is in the combination of choik and mishpat, there seems to be a very strong emphasis and understanding that choik, even mishpatim, are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says that Marishayim Misinah, Elu Misinah. It says Vatidienu. It says Chukim Mishpatim. Then it says that the Oisfer of it is that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Everything that comes from the world of Mishpat, Be'etzem Mishayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is: so what's the point of the world of Mishpat? Lechura, the Metzias of Torah is Chayk. Chayk means the Kamsa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't understand it. It's above our understanding. And if you tell me that all Mishpatim we also have to hear as Chayk, it's hard to look at it as being just another Nisoyan or whatever it is. That is, and yet there's a passion in Mishpatim which is distinct. Mishpatim is so-called understood with Seichel Adam. And if the whole purpose of it is you're not allowed to pass in our course even if they understand the way we do, even if they come up with time the way we do. A goy that becomes a ben noach that's makabel mitzvahs because a seichel dik, it's not called that kabbalah mitzvahs. So what's the point over here of giving mishpatim and telling you, no, don't think that it's because you understand that the Mishpat gave it. So what's the point of giving us the world of mishpatim? That's the nekuda I'd like to try to understand a little bit and address a little bit. One of the parasha starts with kinyan evrivri. And the concept of a kinyan is be'etzem the sheirish of all dinimamis. Dinimamis stressed on one concept that is that there's kinyan. They tell over Rebbe Tzolofanovich, was a big sympathizer of communists, and he felt that, you know, the world was cruel and unjust, and people didn't, the kings and the wealthy people were very mean and cruel, and he sympathized with them. But at a point he stopped. He said, Be'etzem, they're trying to be mafkia all of Chayshe Mishpat. Without kinyan, rechush, there's no Chayshe Mishpat. He said, even though technically in Mormonist, it's Na'iz Kayim, but if you're oikir a sheirish that shayach to Torah, then it's wrong, Be'etzem. And he stopped. The mitzvahs of kinyan is the sheirish of Kol HaTorah Kula. Of dinimamis. We have to understand a little bit the teichin of the word kinyan has a terribly wide variety of meanings. There's kinyanimamis, which we certainly understand by usage, the music of kinyanimamis. Kinyanishus, which we try to explain it. So you don't own an isha, but you have a kinyan in isha. So what is kinyan? It's not ownership, so what is kinyan? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Koine Shemayim V'aretz. So Rashi says that because he made it, he was koine. You know, for us, kinyan is a secondary thing. A person who makes it, this is the object, this is the table I made. A kinyan, if I don't make tables, I don't know how to make tables, then I have to buy a table. But if I make it, it's my table. So what's the plan? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bairi Olam, and he's Koine Shemayim V'aretz. What's the Tosefes? Everything that we talk about that we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything all the Yonei Emunah that we talk about, the difference between a carpenter and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a carpenter leaves the table remains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misalik himself and the table falls apart, we all explain it in terms of the maila of a bayre to a kaina. So what's the difference, or a poil, so what's the difference, so why do we hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu the shevach of kaina? The first relationship of a man and wife was called Kayin, the first child, because Kanisius Ishti, the Metzius of being Koine somebody is the first Yisoid of Ish and a child. So let's phrase a Shaila. The Gemara says the reason why, also one of the dinim in Mishpatim, the reason why Bava Machteres you're allowed to kill him, because the Torah was oimid, that, you know, the Torah is the other sector, the person will defend his mominess with his life, the person is going to kill him, and the Mela, he's a writer. That means the Torah evaluated that that's stronger than that a person can have money, and the money is more important than his life. There's a pasuk in Iyov. It says, in the very beginning, it says, Or bad or, v'kola shelo yitin ish bad nafshei. That a person, the sotan, polakach shparachu, you know, when you're taking away money, it's nothing. But a person's life, if you try to play with it, that's when a person will give up anything for his life. And it's true. A person, Leilenu, is sick. He's not going to spare the money to heal himself. There's no, it's a multi pshitasa. And yes, you find that the whole Desvar Bomach says a person will defend it. There's one other place, by the whole Nafshecha, you find that if there's a person that's Mamoyd is more chaval of the Nafshei, then the Torah says, B'chol Mo'idcha. It's the same stira. The Pasuk says, the Mitzias is, there's nobody in the world that is going to nobody in the world is going to say, I'm not going to buy the medicine because it's not going to leave me with much money. A person doesn't have the money. But nobody's made that cheshm. A kolosh yitim bad nafshay is the mitzias of shoes that we see. So the understanding of it is an akuda muka in the Indian b'chlal, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the Bria. Every single person has a sense of atzmus. Every single person has a sense of self, and the desire to survive is the identity of a self. This is his mitzias, and every mitzias chai wants to retain its mitzias. That's the strongest, most powerful instinct that a person has. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave another inyan that a person can be mitzarif other things to his mitzias. A person, we know that a person comes to this world to be metakin, to make things, to change things, to do things. It's not only pe'ula chitzonis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzias in the Bria where a person can enlarge his mitzias by being mitzarif other inyanim to his Shir Kaima. It's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meila it's a midah of Basav Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bonai, this is my Bonim, Li HaKesev V'Li HaZov, and Koine Shemayim V'Aretz. The midah of Koine means that it became part of my Metzius. Kaviyochol, you can have a Kinyan by mamonis, by paying something for it, by making chlipin, by making shicha. The ultimate kinyan is that which you make becomes part of your mitzias, and certainly whatever person's ma'asei daim is, they're his. The word kainer, kinyan, the kana is used, whenever you extend, the yada richta, when you hold a kana, you are extending the reach of your hand outwards. Kinyanim is the chelik of the bria that is mitzias to the person. That's the koyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. Because there's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of koyin Shemayim V'aretz, that even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bayir Shemayim V'aretz, it remains liya kesev liya zov, it remains koshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody takes on this world without a bracha, it's like it's moil behektish, it still has the Shem Hashem on it. So you have this midah is given to the Adam as well. And in Meila, the biggest koyach that Adam has, klapi chutz, is not his koyach of asiyah, but his koyach of kinyan. Asiyah can be a chetimtza for kinyan, but the chamoyer shafirus ben yoyer, it's not the pshat that he was especially gifted chamoyer, that he was a big tzarek of chamoyer. Chamoyer shafirus ben yoyer is because his pirus ben yoyer is chamoyer. That's the mitzvah of chamoyer shafirus ben yoyer. So pirus ben yoyer is heart and mind are Kaddish. Pirchas ben Yoyer's a Nayim and Oznayim are Kaddish because they're part of his Kedusha. And Pirchas ben Yoyer's Chamor is like his Yadayim and Raglayim and a Nayim and Oznayim. They have the Hemshech of his Kedusha because it's his Kinyan. That is the Metzias of a Kinyan. That's the Teichon of a Kinyan. It applies to Ishus. The first Kinyan that we find is Kanises Ishi, the chibur ish v'isha becomes like gufoy, and that's kinyan in a very, very fundamental way. And kinyanim achfeitzin, kelim akiragli abaylam. The baylam has a chi of shvisa. The baylam has a din, a mokum. The kelim's mokum is the baylam's mokum. I declare someplace else. The kelim is like the baal. V'chena, all kinyanim, shoycha, avcha, chamoycha, lemanyanuach, all of them are, and that's why this parsha, you have Shor and Avdech and Chamorcha, this is all part of Kinyani Adam, and that a person's mitzvah extends itself through its Kinyani. That is the world of Kinyanim, of Dini Mam, that's the site of Dini Mam. The same thing is true. There's one other place where you have the music of Kinyani, and that is Torah's Nikness. Torah is something that a person can be koine. Chazal call it Torah delay. That it's Torah soy yege. It becomes mitzurif to the person, even though it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's shayach to be koine. And just like Liya Kezav Liya Zov, there's a chalois of Hashem Bailam on it, of Yisurik Neivang Zela. In Torah, Koloima Dovim Shem Omrei. Ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol Masha Talmud, Basi Gosset, Lish Chadesh, Cholu Chulu, that's all fine and good. But Lemaisa, it has Hashem Kinya as a person. If a person steals from somebody else and says, no, so the house of the Mevishtas, the Akes, the Azov, that's between the Bailam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Between you, it's the other person. If you say over something that's not your member, not the Shem Amroi, it's an Avlo. Because who are your Oymer, Rav Huna said, Rav Chista said, and so on. That's the pshat in that we asked from Iyoyf to over here, the stira between, does a person give everything for his mamas or not, for his nefesh or not. If the pshat is that the kinyan in the chayfetz is my kinyan, in other words, it's my money, and I choose to buy medicine with it, there the pshat is, it's not being seisa my kinyan. It's a question of value. Do I value my life more or my money more? Most of the pshitas are that I value my life more, and a person will give kol ha'shaloi v'ad nafshei. That's pashit. But if somebody comes to be mafkia my kinyan, somebody comes to steal, it's tantamount like the person taking away a chelik of my nefesh. Like it says by an ani, that if you take it, it's nafshei yuchayvul. A person, if somebody is trying to steal my kinyan, if I lose, say, 10 pound piece, I'm not going to turn over the world for it. It's upsetting, but 10 pounds is 10 pounds. If someone steals it, I'll go to the police with it, and I would go to court with it, because it's not the pshat of missing 10 pounds. Somebody tried to take away a piece of myself. Somebody came to be seisa my koyach of kinyan, my koyach of bailus. And that, till the end. And that's what the Torah was oimid al daita shel adam. That if a person comes, even if the person is a burglar, but I will defend it strongly enough that the person will have to kill me to take the money first. And the middle of the Torah was oimid on a cipher. That is the music of kinyan. And in the world of Torah, you also have that concept. Let's go another step. In the musig of a kinyanim in Torah, let's take another parallel. Let's draw a simple parallel for something and understand it in the musig of kinyanim Torah and Das as well. There are inyanim that I can be mitzarif to myself physically. A person takes food and he eats it; it becomes part of himself. The Rishonim, by and large, give that as a reason why Macholos HaTzuros are also, because each one is mazik somehow the nefesh of the person, because food is a tziruf to the person himself. Halachically, you can eat kol tafesh of ha'olam and chalovim and without any problems. If you wrap it up in a thin plastic piece of paper, you can swallow it, and it's not a problem with it. You can kippah, you can stuff yourself with it. And lahavdol, if you eat mat like that, you never eat. Even though your stomach is full and the plastic will burst and it'll empty out the stomach, it's not going to be a problem. The teretz is, in the world of kinyonim, having something, I can have a pikadon also, and it's not mine. In being mitzaref something to my shir kaima, if it sits like a stone in my stomach, if it's a piece of food in a plastic in my stomach, technically, the stomach dissolves it, it becomes part of me. But in a nafshistika oifin, something that I'm not nena from, I don't make it part of me. I can't make it part of me. I once thought, you find an interesting chiluk in how you can describe various chushim. For instance, sight. There are things that are very nice to look at. There are things that are very ugly to look at. And there are things that are neutral. They don't have any quality, positive or negative. The same thing with odor. It can be a bad odor, it can be a very nice odor, and it could be odorless. Not a problem. It's not a problem to live in an environment that has no odor. It's not a problem to live in an environment that aesthetically is neutral. Sound-wise, v'chulu. Try eating something that has no taste. If you ever have the misfortune of taking a grandfather's bread that's without salt, it doesn't go down. You taste. What's the problem? Does it taste bad? No. It doesn't taste bad, it just doesn't taste. It's like styrofoam. It's not bad tasting. It's not good tasting. It's neutral. So why is it that a person can't eat things that have a neutral taste? Bland things, butter, or something that has no taste. The teretz is because anytime something is outside of me, I don't need to have a sense of it's good. It doesn't disturb. There's no odor, so it's fine. It's not a problem. There's nothing particularly, no sound. It's not a problem. Achila is the tam, is the chush that's mitzar of something to my shir kaima. Unless I connect with it, nafshistik, unless I connect with it in some way that I have tainug out of it, it's not going to become part of me. It'll pass into my stomach. If a person has to eat it, it'll go through his stomach and go out. And physically, the piece will come in surah, but nafshistik, it won't become in surah. The Rebbe Zachariah once pointed out the word orev, to mix, like larbev or tarevis, and the word orev, sweet, off the same word, and certainly the word orev, like a garantor, which is similar to loshna, to mix together, it's the same because something doesn't become part of you unless you want it. So a person can't be, it's the story of Enkishel Amidas, a person can't be Mitzar is something to his Mitzias, unless it's Arif. And therefore, something that's bland and the Nefesh has no tining out of it is Alpidin. It's not a mitzvah, not a vera. You're not going to matzah on Pesach with it, and lahavdil, you're not over Isra on Chalavim and whatever it is. You just have no Hanah. In Sichlius, you have the same type of mitzvahs. It says, you find a Gemara, Tani Minei Avayim Zimnin, V'havle Kiman De Munach Bekufse. So the Parashat Pshat is, it's good, Kiman Munach Bekufse, you remember it. No, the Teretz is, yes, it's a good because you remember it, it knows the Halacha, but it has the same erech like the piece of meat that was put into a box, into a plastic bag, and you swallow it. It's in a box. I can open the box, take it out. But it doesn't become part of my mitzvahs. Shinun allows a person to have it, but it doesn't allow for any taking out. So, of any absorption into the person's mitzvahs. It stays alien and foreign, even if the person has it in him, and it's kemande munach bekufse. It's all it is, kemande munach bekufse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah has two ends to it. It's just like Ish v'Isha, the Chibur of Ish v'Isha, there's a chibur to something outside, and there's a chalek where it becomes a kinyan, my kinyan. I need to understand that it's someone else, and I need to understand that it's a kinyan of mine. Torah kaviyochol is the same inyan. It's Torah Hashem, and it's Torah Lilei. Torah Sei and Torah Hashem are not two separate entities, Chas V'Shalom. If it's Torah Hashem and not Torah Lilei, then it has no shayach to me. And it's Torah Lilei and not Torah Hashem, it's Sheker. Torah's Metzius is that it's the kinyan. Hashem Konani Reishis Darkoi. It's a kinyan between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a person in the most fundamental way. Ma'isim Tovim are always external. Torah is something that is a kinyan because it goes into the very pnimius of the person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah, which has chukim and mishpatim. It's not two separate halakim. One chalik is to tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't understand it. The other chalik, we understand, and we don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. Chukim and mishpatim are Torah. Torah is chayk and mishpat. That's what it is. It's bepnimius HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and if I don't have a tfisa in it, if I don't have a tam in it, if I don't have a kesh in it, then it's outside kemanamuch bekufsa, and it did not accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave chayk and mishpat. The same Torah has in it Chayk and Mishpat. The Tachlis of Chayk, it's not the Tachlis, the Nekud of Chayk, the facet of Chayk is because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. The facet of Mishpat is because it has to become mine. And the only place where a person can have a tfisa in it, that it's his, where he can have a tfisa of the type where it's Arev, is in Mishpat. That which a person's seichel, the Ramchal, it is in his Akdamah to Derech Hashem, says that the seichel rebels against things that are disorganized and not rational. The seichel doesn't like it. It resists taking in facts and things that the person doesn't. There's no seder sichli in it. Seichel wants things that are sichli, and the only chibur that shayach to the Adam is things that are nivla in the seichel because of the time and hours. That's the pshat in the Gemara, that you're not allowed to be moisa mishpatim to umasayla. You're not allowed to be moisa taira. That's what Masha means. We're talking about taimi at taira. It doesn't mean the chelik hanista bedafka. It means the chelik of taira that shayach for the person himself. If you take a look in the Gemara right before, it talks about giving over Rashi Prokim to somebody as a chacham and maybe me'atzmai. The person's own nekuda over here is the tzara shaveh. In other words, you're not allowed to, a guy who learned Torah, he's his name, chayav misa. What we can't give over is we can't give to a guy the keys to having a tam atzmi, to having a kinyan in Torah. That's shayach to us, and that's why it's a din on us. We have the mafteach of kinyan to Torah. That's the chelik of mishpat that shayach to us bedafke. That you know that umishpatim by yidow. The word yidia is always a chibur, like everybody always says over vayeda, the chava. Mishpatim by yidow. The yidia, the chibur that comes from having a tfisa of mishpatim, that's what's also to Masoilo. It's also for us to give to Masoilo. That is the pshat in Ve'ela mishpatim ashatosim lefneihem. If you feed somebody and you put it in his mouth, a person has something he doesn't want to eat, and you shove it down his throat, he has it. The child, you need to shove whatever it is that he has to eat. So, if you shove it down, his body has the food. Finished. That certainly is more effective than any other way. But if you want the person to have the tam nafshi in Torah, you can't get it by shoving it down the throat. To make something appealing means you me'ir the tshuka nafshis in the person. If you feed the person by being meshanin to him, gimla dalet pomim, until they know it bal peh, you accomplish munach bekufse, but that's it. And in munach bekufse, you cut off any ability to make it part of the mitzias of the person. Mishpatim is dafke tosim lefneim. Mishpatim is the chelik of Torah that's based on kinyan. It's based on the nekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzias in this world that something can become mitzurif to the etzim koima of the person being poyo. That is shayach only if the things are betam and arev. That's the chelik of Torah where seichel adam is an absolute necessity because he has to be mitzarif to his own koima through the sikhlis and through arev. And so the mahalach is adrava. For knowing the material, Eila Mishpatim is a lot more effective. Two or three times is more effective for him to get to know it. For a person to get a kinyan in the Eilam of Mishpat, that is that already needs to have the Shulchan Aruch. I guess if we can take some nekuda out of it, people here already, it's not Shiva Bochum, people here are different kufis in life and so on. And a lot of times a person wonders about the school of thought, I guess, that tries to emphasize just the practicality of knowing things that are practical and things that are lemaisa versus learning things that a person has a cheshit and a tshuka. And certainly, I mean, Chofetz Chaim says a person who has limited time or whatever it is, you definitely need to be koveya some zman and some inyan to learn things that are nogea. It's not coming to mafkia. But a person has to understand that tam and cheshik are not a luxury. When you're in yeshiva, you can afford to spend time on things you want to a duch and a svara and a maima that strikes you and a amkus and so on and so forth. But it's chaval, it's too busy now, it's frivolous, it's like a little luxury. I remember I was once struck by a Torah journal from a chassidishim garisha court that they wrote in the front page that Baruch Hashem was zocher to be moitzi tzitzim aprochem l'tarzei naktashim. I thought that a mere bacha would be the biggest insult you could say about a shtekel Torah, not that it's wrong, but that it's tzitzim aprochem. We look at amkus and any type of a deeper knesh, a luxury. And you know, the person says, "Listen, I have a limited amount of time. Shouldn't it every minute be spent on practical halachas and practical musa? What's the point of trying to take some time or fit in some more time to learn an inyan? It's a luxury. It's not a luxury because a person's kinyanim are only b'makayim shelibe chafetz." When it says a person should learn Torah mokshli b'chofetz, it's not because the other parts aren't important. Halacha ma'aseh, even if he doesn't want to learn mokshli b'chofetz, he has to know. He has to know the basic halacha, so not to keep him out of trouble. But since the tachlis of Torah at the end of the day is to become a kinyan of a person, since Torah is the chibur between Kodesh Brichu and Yisrael, a place where there's no tainuk, a makom that has only the chayk and the person doesn't feel the mishpat end is not going to do him good because it's going to be munach bekufse, but it's not going to become part of his atzmius. It's not going to become nivla beivarav if he has no tshuka for it. And that's why preserving a small nekuda of time and Torah that a person feels dairevus in the mesikas shavai, that a person feels the tam is a very vital chelik of being a betera, of having a kesha pnimius to the inyan. The ve'ela chukasha tosef them, learning and being mishanen three or four times is very important. Certainly a person needs to have information with munach kufse. But the tosim lefneihem is the nekuda pnimius of that chelik of Torah, of mishpat, of kinyan, of chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kanisius ishi, the same chibur that isha is neisha, the same chibur that a person is misaning on something and becomes nafshek shur benafshek, that same chibur is shaykh only where there's a tainuk. And that's the Nakud in Torah where a person is koine kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu.